Brothers and sisters and students of the Bible school, the title of our exhortation is borrowed from an expression presented by the Apostle Paul to the Philippian believers as follows. In chapter 4 and verse 5, "Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand." And we emphasize the expression, "the Lord is at hand." And we find it interesting and unique in many respects, since especially that this statement was recorded over 1900 years ago, around the year 62 AD. Paul was referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, and supported by many references to Jesus Christ in this chapter and the preceding chapters. In chapter 3, at verse 13 and 14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything yet be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." And at verse 20, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." As we progress in this year, 1992, we stand on the threshold of the Advent. This year could very well be that time referred to in the 12th chapter of Daniel, in verse 12, "Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. And verse 13 assures Daniel, "But go thou thy way, till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." Certainly, we understand that the conclusion of time periods depend on the starting date. And we submit to you that the starting date or dates have been established. Let us review something that you are all very familiar with. A notable time period of 7 times or 2,520 years has been established from the scriptures by biblical scholars as the length of time that Israel was to be scattered and punished for their disobedience and sins against God. It has been recognized as a time period when the Gentile nations would have the ascendancy over the Jews. It is spoken of as the times of the Gentiles. And we suggest it started in B.C. 604 when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, completed God's continuing declaration to Israel in Leviticus chapter 26, where he stated, "And I will scatter you among the heathen." What was started by the Assyrian nation was completed when Israel and Judah were taken captive into Babylon, beginning the first phase of the 2,520 years of being downtrodden by the Gentiles. This 7 times period ran out in 1917. When Jerusalem was freed from the Mohammedan rule. 1917 was a most notable year from the standpoint of fulfilling prophecy. Let us refer to Daniel chapter 12, and we'll read from verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand into heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever that it should be for a time, times and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And holding up the two hands and denotes the the doubling of the time period, a time, times and a half. Equal to 1,260 years, and doubled, it gives us the 2,520 year period. The river represents that current of human life of Gentile times of 2,520 years duration. The man in the midst of the river symbolizes the period of Israel's downtrodden, and that it would be in two parts, each of 1,260 years. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. The scattering was prophesied in Leviticus chapter 26 at verse 33. Where it states, and I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. The prophecy in Daniel 12 referred to was fulfilled in 1917. The scattering was completed when the Turkish power was driven out of Jerusalem and the Holy Land by the British Army. This year was a pivotal point in Israel's history, and the opposite process to scattering began. That is, the regathering spoken by the prophets started and has continued gaining momentum until this present time. Especially, we are reminded of Ezekiel's prophecy in chapter 37 concerning the Valley of Dry Bones, with its picture of the national resurrection of Israel, and also of the prophecy of Jeremiah in chapter 31, verse 10, where it states, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. And say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. This is just one of the many signs of the times that we have been privileged to learn of, the return of the Jews to their own land. Turning again to Daniel chapter 12 at verse 8, we read, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these sayings? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. With the consideration of these verses, perhaps this explains why students of the prophecy were not able to see clearly beyond 1917. They were able to trace out the beginning of these times and to see its conclusion in 1917. But the times had to actually expire before the meaning of the term time of the end became clear. In verse 10, we read, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days." We would like to quote the following from comments made in the booklet in defense of the year-day interpretation of the prophetic time periods of the Bible by Brother Farrar. The writer was commenting on the contribution of Brother Alan Laird in 1942 towards an understanding of Daniel 12 and the specific time periods in verses 11 and 12. Those time periods of 1,290 days and 1,335 days. When considered on a year for a day principle, the period of time of 1,260 years, that is, from the man's hand in the center of the river, was extended first by an additional 30 years, thus 1,260 becomes 1,290, and secondly, by an additional 45 years in verse 12, and thus 1,290 becomes 1,335 days, or years, rather. As the events following World War I began to unfold, and World War II broke out in 1939, the picture became clearer. And in 1942, Brother Laird concluded that the grand period of Gentile times ended so dramatically in 1917, and it was to be extended in two sections, the first by a period of 30 years, which would end in 1947, and the second extension by an additional period of 45 years, which would end in 1992. Now, Brother Laird in 1942 predicted that in 1947 a spectacular event favorable to the nation of Israel would occur. His forecast was realized because on November the 29th, 1947, the United Nations organization voted unanimously for the partition of Palestine, which led to the establishment of the nation of Israel on May 14, 1948. Here was a nation born in a day, the most momentous fulfillment of Ezekiel 37 had taken place before the eyes of the world. It was also Brother Laird's conviction that the last period would run out in 1992, when Daniel would stand in his lot at the end of the days. The years since 1917 have been very fruitful in regard to furnishing prophetic and significant events to convince us that we are witnessing the near return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Such dates as 1939 to 1945, witnessing a Second World War, This war affected almost every nation in the world before its conclusion and influenced the development of future events. 1947 to 48, the formation of the nation of Israel as a sovereign republic in the very land from whence the people of God had been driven from some 2,500 years before. 1967, the annexation of the old city of Jerusalem as a result of a six-day war between the Jews and the Arab nations. This resulted in Jerusalem becoming the capital of Israel and creating many problems in the days since then, including the theory, the thorny issues that are involved in current peace talks. In 1990, witnessed the sudden, massive immigration of Jews from the Soviet Union into the nation of Israel, in fulfillment of such scriptures as found in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 5 and 6, where the prophet states, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth." There is no doubt that we are living in very exciting and momentous days in regard world events and the signs of the times. Not too long ago, our local newspaper reported on one particular day of three major world developments that students of biblical prophecy follow closely. These concerned, number one, Europe, number two, Russia, and number three, Israel. Europe, they reported, concerned a meeting in the Netherlands where representatives of 12 European nations, including Britain, convened to work on the policies for creating a united Europe, a common market of over 340 million peoples. This has been in the works since the signing of the Treaty of Rome in 1957. From this powerful European arena, it is expected at the time of the end that opposition will originate against Jesus Christ and the saints who will have established themselves in the land of Israel. I'd like to refer to Revelation chapter 17 and read from verse 12. "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." The 18th chapter also describes the destruction of this great dominating power called Babylon the Great. The second world development referred to in our newspaper referred to Russia. Russia has been experiencing tremendous political and economic unrest. The Soviet Union, as it was once referred to, is disintegrating. The newspapers, the newspaper headlines stated that three republics declare Soviet Union dead. Events in this regard are moving so rapidly that it is difficult even for the news media to monitor them accurately. We are reminded of a short statement in Isaiah chapter 60 concerning other developments when the prophet says, "I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time." Rapid changes are taking place and have been for some time. The authority of former President Gorbachev, once the undisputed leader of a great empire of some 15 republics, has been replaced by President Boris Yeltsin. The nation's economic problems are staggering. It is understandable why one may wonder as to this great empire's future part in the fulfillment of the biblical prophecy concerning Gog of the land of Magog and the king of the north. We must remember, though, that even with these staggering changes in the governmental structures and physical boundaries, there still will remain a great land mass of population with military power to fulfill the scriptural prophecies. God's purpose will be carried out. He states in Ezekiel 38 and 23, "Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." The third nation that we are interested in from a scriptural viewpoint is Israel. Actually, it is the most important area that should command our constant attention. There has been a vacillating, teeter-totter type of activity going on in Washington between Israel, the Lebanese, and Syrian negotiators directed at peace negotiations. A successful outcome is doubtful, based on previous attempts. And after one of the first meetings, it was reported the only thing they agreed on was that they would meet again. These developments are all in accordance with the purpose of God that will not be thwarted by man. It appears that Israel will stand alone at the time of the end, prior to the return of Christ. God has declared through the prophet Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 4, "For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come." What awaits us in 1992? The Lord is at hand. It behooves us to be alert to the signs of the times, to admonish and encourage each other along the way, to remind each other of Jesus' words found in Mark 13 and at verse 32 we read, "And of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son but the Father. Take ye heed and watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.